Westlock. A drastic jump in property crime seems to coincide with the number of people returning to the workplace post-pandemic, with numbers increasing 80% over the same time last year. Westlock RCMP Staff Sergeant Al Baird presented an update on crime stats from January to August 2022 at the September 26 Town of Westlock Regular Council meeting, where he highlighted the 200 file jump in property crimes from 251 to 451 and pointed to driving factors behind the increase, including break and enter, theft of motor vehicles, theft under $5,000, and mischief. The month of August also saw a 22 file increase, with mischief and theft under $5,000 as the biggest contributors. From January to August, persons crimes rose by 6 files over the same time period last year, from 118 to 124, while the month of August saw a 5 file decrease from 22 to 17. Other criminal code matters, including offensive weapons, disturbing the peace, fail to comply, and breaches, saw a 6 file decrease from 84 to 78 between January and August, while the month of August showed a 3 file increase from 5 to 8. Total criminal code matters between January and August jumped by 200, from 453 to 653, and the month of August showed a 20-file increase from 67 to 87 over the same time period from last year. Persons crimes continue to be at their highest in the past 5 years, while property crime has risen but not to the same extent as in 2020, noted Baird, adding that overall, numbers are higher, but not as high as 2019. While these numbers are higher than we would like, we continue to engage the community and our partners to try and find ways to reduce those crimes, or better yet, prevent them, said Baird. Noting the impact from the pandemic as Albertans return to work and regular routines, Baird provided some additional comments in replying to council's questions and comments around the driving force behind the massive upswing in property crime. We're just really coming out of COVID-19. At the beginning of the year, as people go back to their daily routines, we're seeing an increase in those crimes, said Baird. People are back out. People aren't home as much, maybe anymore. When I look at that, does that mean more education is needed to let the citizens and businesses know stuff that maybe we relaxed a bit during the pandemic? We need to now look at prevention methods, he said. Baird believes other driving factors in the jump in property crimes include a lack of deterrence and the number of repeat offenders being released. I think that's what's driving the numbers up, is several things. We're going back to the normal we knew prior to pandemic, a lack of accountability and repeat offenders getting out, because it's a small number that causes a large proportion of the crimes in the community, said Baird. Baird noted the Westlock RCMP detachment will see a new corporal join the ranks in the coming weeks, with Corp. Riley Sutherland, a former RCMP officer in Barrhead, expected to start around October 17. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.